What kind of agriculture do they have in this area?
How about the yard?
In the Miami area. Is there any agriculture?
Yeah, some tomatoes, corn, strawberries, oranges, grapefruits. I don't know if that's really agriculture.
Sure it is. I mean, you know, the people grow things too.
Yeah, huh. Well, yeah. You get into tons of things, and roses. You name it, kumquats.
Kumquats. Do they have very exotic, well, I guess you do. You just named off kumquats.
Yeah, well, they got, you know, tropical plants.
Yeah. What about, now when I came down to the Everglades, there were some really huge farms. What do you call those kind of farms? Do you have any idea? You ever heard?
Maybe plantations.
You ever heard the term muck farm?
Yeah, I have.
You know what that is?
Just figuring it out, the farm that is raised in a swamp or something.
Okay. So muck has connotation of being swamp.
Yeah, right. Mud.
Okay. How about what would you call a place where you say like 30 or 40 acres and they were all growing one kind of thing? What would you call that area?
Field.
Okay. How about a small? How about a smaller term, like the out behind your house? Like if you had a small
patch.
Okay. Do you have any size difference? You know, like what? How big does something have to be before it's a field in your mind? You know, like, you know, for example, what kind of things grow in patches? Let's put it this way. What do you think of?
Maybe you might have 5, 10, 20, 100 20 plants growing on a patch, you know. Maybe when you get over 100, even 60 or 70, it's a field. Depends on size.
Okay. What kind of fences would you have around a house or a yard or a garden or something? Name all the different kinds of fences.
Yeah, you know, wood fence, steel fence, walls. Barbed wire, well, I don't know if many people know barbed wire fences around our house, so.
But you've seen them in the area around here?
Yeah.
I mean, they have them down here.
Stone fence.
No, and pertaining to wooden fences, are there other, you know, you say wooden fence, that just means a certain, you know, variety of, you know, what kinds of wood fences are there? Any special kinds of wood?
Pickets. That's all I can think of. I'm sure different kinds, but I don't know names.
Okay. How about, have you ever heard of the type of fence that looks like this, it's laid like that, and then it has another piece that goes across like this? You know, and you look at it from the side, it looks like it has, you know, it's, and there's sometimes just logs and they're split. You know, Lincoln was supposed to have been a...
A log fence? I don't know. I haven't heard that.
Okay. You ever heard it turn like a rail fence or something?
Oh, rail fence, yeah.
Split rail or something. Yeah, you ever seen any of those?
Maybe, but I never paid attention to them.
Would they have been in this area or north?
I doubt it, north.
Okay. How about, if you were talking about barbed wire earlier, I mean, if you were going to put up a barbed wire fence, what would you have to do?
I have to string it up in some rails.
On some rails?
Yeah, and then, you know.
Okay, you'd have to dig a hole every so often to put what in?
A rail.
A rail?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, and how about when the telephone company comes in to put in any
poles?
Yeah. All right, well, if now that would be the big ones. Now, if you had a real short one, what would you call it?
How short?
Well, you know, say it was 5 or 6 feet long, and you just dug a hole and you put it down. And you put one about 5 feet away from it, another one 5 feet away.
Paul, probably.
Okay. How about we go at it from a different angle here? How about when you go to when you put a stamp on a mail and you take it down to where?
Post office. Oh, post. Yeah.
Okay. And what would you call more than one of those?
Posts.
Okay.